From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Every day, 10,000 people in the U.S. turn 65, retirement age. Federal health officials say half of these baby boomers will need some kind of long-term care, a nursing home or maybe a home health aide to stop by and check on them, help with meals or exercise. One looming problem: the long-term care industry is already facing a labor shortage. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports that President Trump's policies on immigration threaten to make that problem worse.
Fred works the early shift at Bethany Healthcare Center, a Catholic nursing home in Framingham, Massachusetts. He's up at 4 a.m. every day, washing clothes and bedding for the 100-plus residents.
I have to talk to myself and be like, Fred, wake up. You know that the sisters are waiting for you.
We're not using Fred's last name because he fears deportation. Last year, the Trump administration terminated a program that allowed 60,000 Haitians, including Fred, to live and work in the U.S. after the devastating 2010 earthquake. His temporary protected status expires in July.
That whole thing, it's affecting me. The way I live my life. Like right now, I'm shaking. My voice is shaking. And this happens every day, to be honest.
If Fred is deported, the nursing home will struggle to replace him. The whole long-term care industry relies on immigrants to fill relatively low-paying jobs, from laundry workers to home health care aides.
Without immigrants in long-term care, our long-term care system would really collapse.
Stephen Campbell is a policy researcher at PHI, a group that promotes quality care for seniors.
In 2005, about 1 in 5 direct care workers were immigrants. And in 2015, 1 in 4 workers were immigrants. That's a huge jump in 10 years.
The Trump administration says it wants U.S. citizens to fill jobs done by immigrants. The administration supports slashing legal immigration by half. Jana Batalova with the Migration Policy Institute says that would mean fewer low-skill workers, a key labor pool for the industry.
We need workers across all levels of skills, and not only star physicians and Einstein type of people.
Many Americans simply don't want these demanding low-paid jobs. MIT economist Paul Osterman calculates many workers earn around $20,000. He says the labor shortage is ratcheting up pressure on nursing homes like Bethany and on seniors and their families.
What that means is that your mother, your grandmother, who need care, will not be able to find that care, or the cost of doing so will become exorbitant.
Osterman says demand for healthcare workers is far outpacing the supply right now. Throw more immigration curbs on top of that, and the problem just gets worse. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.